In today's Kartik inspiration, I would like to share that Krishna is never alone. If you want to think of Krishna, it is sometimes very, very good if we think of those things which are surrounding him. These items which surround Krishna are stimulants or impulses called udipans, which bring our memory very quickly to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a list, and those of you who have been in Vrindavan will immediately begin to smile. The cottage and the grove on the bank of Radhakund, Govardhan Hill, the banks of the river Jamuna, the high waves on the Jamuna, Kusum Sarovar Manasa Ganga. And he gives a lot of other places. Vangsiva, the tree under which Krishna stands to play his flute. The birds, like the parrots, the animals, the cool springtime breeze which goes everywhere, smelling fragrant from the flowers, the peacocks, the bumblebees, zzz, the play of the Murali flute, very deep and resonant, the Venu flute, a little higher, the buffalo horn bugle, long drawn out sound, the footprints of Krishna, the darkish rose of clouds, the springtime moon, the conch shell which drives away all inauspiciousness, the karatas. I know that all these things are favorable to the pastimes of the divine couple, and I know that they stimulate their loving pastimes. I shall never give up these things and go elsewhere. I will lose my life if I abandon these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur knows these things are stimulants. They bring us closer to Krishna so that we can think of him properly. And he ends, please listen, O Khan. All these things that remind me of you are my life and my soul. Yes, Krishna is never alone. Let us think of these stimulants, and then our thought of Krishna is much more connected with the area where he stays, Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna.